We're in Simen Tafnan Aleph, Sefid Gimel. The Mechaber says, with the Tlai, O Yasim Gechalam HaMakom HaTlai, Acha Yisar Kufa Iser, Im Yeshno, V'acha Kach Naga Kol HaKli. The other option is to place hot coals on the Tlai until it gets, the Kufa Iser gets burnt up. V'im Hu Shal Eitz, Ein Lo Takana. If it's wooden, so then there's nothing you could do about it. Elim Kein Yarchav HaSedek Kol Kach, Sheikho Lohotzim Yisho Masha Besocha. Unless you're able to expand the crack the hole so much that you're able to take out whatever is in there. The Ramah adds, Roshim Sha'osim Ha'umnim Besoch Kelimeter La'gila Me'achshon Nasa Me'chadash Inakrim Heitev. This mark that they used to make on the Kelim, you can still do Hagala on it since it's brand new, just clean it out well. Sif Yadalid. Kisu Shal Barzah Shemachasim Bo'akadeira Tzar Hagala. The pot covers also require Hagala. Kevin Shemeziah Bechol Shal Mechol Makadeira, because the steam comes up from the food that's in the pot and makes the taste of the food go into the pot cover. If you didn't do agala on the pot cover and you placed it on top of the pot, kol atav shel aser, then the food becomes aser, shezeya sakisu bezar batav shel, because the zeya, the steam taste from the pot cover, goes into the Pesach food, and that is a problem. Rav Osner points out the same thing with the spouts of the sink, that if you put something in the sink, the steam goes up into the faucet, the spout, and therefore you would need to kosher the spout also, maybe just by putting boiling water underneath the spout, or dipping it into boiling water, whatever it may be, but one should kosher the spout of the sink, the faucet, as well. Siv Tezvav, Kisui Shal Barzal Shemasim Oso Al HaCharak Shnefes Al HaKira Tzarech Libun. The steel cover that one places on a harara on when it is being baked, that requires liban as well. Sift hazayin, medocha mutaris b'hagala, medocha, which is used to crush spices, so that can be kasher just with hagala. V'imhi gedolish, any yachal achnisa b'yor, if it's so big that you can't put it into a boiling pot of water, mesim b'mayim roschim, so then put water into that, umachnas b'socha even rosachas, and put the burning hot rock into that, and then it'll boil over. That's like hagala. Some say you need to do liban on it. But it's enough to just do the liban kal of what would burn straw, not that you actually have to make sparks come off of it. The meaning is to do liban, even though me'ikar din, it's okay to do hagala, and therefore miu sagi la hagala me bogumos b'di'evid, you could do hagala. V'im hamadocha shel eitz, if the that which is used, the tool which is used to crush, is made out of wood, yeshal kavul b'kli umnos, you should peel off the outer layer, the chashin legumos, because we're concerned about any cracks or holes that might be in it. Ulagilo achar kach, and then do hagala afterwards. Sif yedzayin hadaf she'orchem alav kol hashana v'chein areva shalashem ba tzrichin hagala. So the board that was used for rolling out the dough or anything like that requires hagala as well.